CPV Radio, Central Texas.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor. Starting with on Sundays, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, followed by Cell Life with Michael Ceballos at 4:30 p.m. Mondays, The Grub at 12 noon, Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Labrine at 6 p.m. Fridays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4 p.m. Saturdays is our triple hitter, and it starts off with Saturdays for Beth with Sister Lorraine Brown, followed by Brother Now Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. and Loda Bar Nation with Sandra Grace at 7 p.m. The Psalmist Voice presents by appointment only. Coming soon, TPV Radio's open mic open to all pastors, preachers, and artists, and we're going to get it in to be announced. You can also catch us on Live 365 24/7. Just search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network and you're in there. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code Siron2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Listening to The Lord of Our Nation with Sandra Grace right now on TPV Radio.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down. We'll be right back. up on you. Love had to give up on you. Love is making the old things new today and every single day. Love had to give up on you. Love had to give up on you. Love, yeah.
1, 2.
And I am here at Little Boy Nation. Thank you for tuning in to this very important podcast. And thank you for taking the time on your Saturday to open up your ears and heart. And hopefully it'll open up your eyes into some of the things that we currently are experiencing in our world, in our community. And I'd like to start in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to bring people together. And we ask you, Lord, to watch over us, open up our hearts as we hear the word of God and as we hear some of these stories that are of utmost importance. And I hope that those that are not yet saved but are listening to this program, I hope that the Holy Spirit awakens them, motivates them, or at least influences them enough to come back or to continue listening for the rest of this podcast. In Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name, I pray. Well, thank you and welcome again to Load of Our Nation. I am so glad that you guys, like, again, take the time to come out and spend this hour of power with me. I find it very humbling that you would tune in. I am so proud of this community, especially this community that the podcast is being streamed through, and that is the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. They are an absolute elite podcast company, and I urge you that if you have any inclination or God is tugging at you to present, share, or inform fellow Christians about a topic or something that's near and dear to you, I highly recommend that you reach out. And for the purposes of this show right now, I just want to let you know the lines are open, and I'll be taking calls here after about 30 minutes. And the call number is very easy. It's 515-605-9873. And that's 515-605-9873. And you can also go to Facebook Live under Santa Grace, MTZM as in Martin, T as in Tango, Z as in Zulu. And you can look at my live feed and see me. I am a real person. And I just want you to know that you are always welcome to come on Request Friendship, and I will not ever deny that. So the more people that reach out to me actually does inspire me to continue this mission that I have. And, you know, I often start in prayer because I think it's appropriate, especially with this show. And it reminds me that there is a higher power, that not everything that is happening in this world, it need not lead us down a dark journey to hopelessness. Because as a mental health care professional, I am a marriage and family therapist, but most importantly, I'm a licensed professional counselor. And God has taken me on so many journeys. And the journeys that he took me on and continues to take me on, I have to say I was not prepared for some of those journeys, and I almost lost my faith. And I spoke about this the last time, and I for a very brief moment lost my faith. And it was due to violence against me, and in a manner that I wasn't expecting, because it came from a loved one, it came from a ex-spouse, and I don't ever minimize the pain that causes and the trauma that it causes to women that have been victimized by their partners. And also, I will not minimize the fact that men also are victimized by their partners. And it's called intimate partner violence. And that's the way that the CDC, believe it or not, the CDC, which right now, you know, the CDC is not really high up there on my go-to in terms of information, especially as it pertains to coronavirus, due to political issues that are having an influence over this, what I would call another elite agency. However, I must give them credit where credit is due, and that is they have an amazing database and amazing resources regarding an epidemic called intimate partner violence. Believe it or not, it is considered a disease, an epidemic, a social issue. So it is that is how big it is in our nation, that the CDC actually has an entire website page dedicated to that. I found my way back to Christ, and I'm glad that I did. He showed me that there are reasons why things had to happen the way they did. And maybe at the time when you're going through a turbulent time, or when you are in despair and you feel hopeless and you feel like things are just, you know, constantly being placed on what I call your emotional backpack, rocks, whether it's economic issues, financial issues, whether it's family issues, whether it's pandemic-related issues, whether it is employment-related issues, that God is here, always has been there to help you remove those rocks from this emotional backpack that I visualize that we carry. This is a visual that I have, and when I'm in practice, I always wonder how many rocks does this individual have. Sadly, I have witnessed children that have their imaginary emotional backpacks already full of pebbles. And I've come to conclude that sometimes, even when you're born, there's odds that are already against you. So you're most likely, you know, my humble opinion, you're born with a backpack already, this emotional backpack, because sometimes you're born into a situation that is less than ideal. And so I want to talk about those rocks. I want to talk about those pebbles that turn into, you know, before you know it, turn into a very heavy mass, because those pebbles get us in trouble. I mean, I understand that sometimes we're hit with a big, you know, rock or stone, and that's in our emotional backpack, such as losing a loved one can really weigh us down in so many ways. And I just want to let you know that I am here to talk about that and hopefully break down, chip away at some of those heavy rocks. And so, you know, God be with me and the Holy Spirit be with me. And as I talk about how we can help, and this goes along with our previous topics of pain and suffering. And I don't like to talk about negativity, and it sounds like every time I do talk, I am talking about pain and suffering, which is negative, you know, just by the word pain and the word suffering and what it means by definition. But in this context, it is to help you understand that don't necessarily push it away. Don't necessarily let it weigh you down. Use it so that it can help you rise, to help you become stronger. Because ultimately, it does that. It may not seem like it at the moment when you're struggling and suffering and are in pain, but there is a reason. I can't underscore enough the plans that God has when you go through these grand sufferings and pains. So I hope today, you know, you are able to walk away from this podcast knowing a little bit more about the human soul and our psyche and how we actually have a lot more control of what we will do with our circumstances. So with that, I will start off with the term suffering and pain in the past. I talked about, you know, there are four reasons why most Christian counselors will they'll put it into four categories. So one category would be, well, was it deserved? Was it undeserved? Was it avoidable? Was it unavoidable? So those are the four. And so I know that's very simplistic, but at the same time, we need simplicity to understand such a very deep issue such as suffering, because it could take us into a place I call the void, where nothing is there, it's empty, it's dark. And from a clinical perspective, can trigger depression, can trigger major depression, anxiety, and so on and so forth. So if we go back to just basics, you know, and I'm going to talk about what's happening here now. It is alarming, the amount of people that have perished as a result of COVID-19. It has been alarming that our political system has become so divided, and by default has divided our nation. And I don't for one second believe that we'll always be in this state. I think that we are going through a major change in our society, and I have hope that it is for the better, and I will continue believing that it is for the better. For now, we're just going to have to endure, and endure is such a one of my favorite words, because I know that it produces endurance, and emotional endurance is what we need at this time. Most of us definitely need it at this time. I've had family members come down with COVID-19 and by the grace of God have gotten better. And it is by the grace of God. Lots of people that I know, though, have not been so fortunate. I cannot imagine what it's like to lose someone to a pandemic. But it's not over yet. I don't know what God has in store for me and my loved ones. I just am grateful that I'm here today talking to you, the amazing you. So I love all of you guys. I want you guys to know that there is so much that you bring to this podcast, because frankly, without you, there wouldn't be a podcast. So if you have any questions, feel free to call them in. Feel free to place them on my Facebook live feed. And I promise you, I will try my best to answer or respond the best as I can from a Christian perspective, mental health perspective. So that being said, I would love to start out with this notion that we need to be happy. You know, some people will say things like, oh, I just, you know, just be happy. You know, be happy you're alive. You know, or it's used a lot. And back in March, I began to really dissect what happiness is, because it's not really something we can continually feel. It's not. Happiness is fleeting. You can have a happy moment. You can have a moment of remembering something and it making you feel happy. You can have someone do something in front of you that makes you feel happy. You can hear good news and that makes you feel happy. But true happiness cannot happen every second, every moment, every minute, hour of the day. It isn't. But joy can. You can be joyful. That's your spirit. Your spirit can be joyful. You can give yourself permission to feel both, to feel happy, and to feel the joy that that brings into your spirit. And many people ask me, well, I want nothing more but just be happy, Sandra. And I say to them, well, the bad news is you can't be happy all the time. The good news is that you can feel joy. However, the best way to sustain the joy, the best way to have more happy moments in life, is to find meaning in your life, to find a meaningful purpose in your life. Because when you have a meaning, you wake up and you are ready to do what it is that has been instilled in your heart. It's not even work. It doesn't feel like work. Time goes by so fast when you know you're doing something meaningful. So I urge you to pray and ask God to send you in a direction where you can find meaning in your life. And be careful, because He may send you somewhere where you would least expect it. But at least you know He sent you. And I would challenge you to actually pray that. The way I believe my life changed is one day I prayed, and this is about 20 years ago. Again, be careful what you pray for, right? Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you pray for. I asked God in prayer for Him to lead me in the direction that He wanted me to go. And I asked Him on top of that to please, if I were to make a phone call and it wasn't meant to happen, for that phone call to fall down or to fall off or to, you know, disconnect. I asked Him, if I am on the internet, something's not meant to be, or something is, you know, not right, let the internet shut down. I asked Him, if I was on my way to a job interview, to please, you know, if I even had to have car trouble or something else happened and I couldn't make that, just I wanted Him to put all possible road under construction, do not go here type of thing. I wanted Him and all His angels to intervene in a way that it was like, no, you cannot go down this road. And it's like the road was closed, just like it would be if you were driving down, you know, your boulevard. And I said this with a lot of conviction. I was on my knees. I was crying. I was in a state of despair. And then I felt this peace. And here I am 20 years later. And 20 years later, I have done so much with very little resources, very little direction, because my parents, who are from Mexico, and they came to the States as immigrants, they did not necessarily sit me down and tell me, okay, this is what, you know, the universities that are here, you need to pick a university. And that we never had that conversation. I had other beautiful conversations with my father, such as, you know, my father telling me, no one is better than you, and you're no one's better than you, and you're not better than anyone else. As long as you have a voice, you need to use it. I was not raised to believe that because I was a woman, because I was Hispanic, because I had immigrant parents, because I was in poverty or raised in poverty, that I was not going to be able to excel in life. My father, on the contrary, my father made it very clear to me that I can do anything that I wanted to do, that there were really no barriers for me. So I've not ever once heard in childhood, which between the ages of 9 years of age to about 12, or formative years, and I was not ever told or given the narrative that, oh, poor Sandra, you're not going to get very far. You're, you know, Mexican American, and you know, and you're a woman. You're not going to be able, you know, to attain much. You're just going to end up being a statistic. I didn't ever read that narrative, and nor was it ever presented to me. Now, the God has ways of sending angels in all kinds of ways. And so it's very germane to talk about this because school is about to start and there's a lot of anxiety about that. And most of my angels, if you will, came in the form of teachers. Teachers that believed in me, teachers that saw potential in me, people that actually, teachers that were very aware of my household issues, because as much as my father was positive about me not having a glass ceiling, so to speak, my father was abusive. He was physically abusive, and it was a bit over the top. So I know that in his old age, he did, you know, understand how horrible that was, and there was emotional restitution paid by him. So I, of course, I have forgiven him. My father has since passed, and I know that he passed with knowing that his daughter received his forgiveness. But at the time, the teachers that, you know, knew me and knew about my situation and would see the bruises and, you know, they were always there, you know, to let me know that, you know, they were going to help me, because I was very smart. I was smart just naturally. Now, I mean, I know what, and, you know, I'm not gloating at all, but now I know that I do have a high IQ. You know, I go, and it's somewhere between 148 and 152, and it's, and that's probably why I was very reclusive, and I didn't really get along with a lot of people at school, because I was too logical, but I was always a good student. Now, I did fall into some dark moments, especially during my teenage years, and God helped me rise above it. But the teachers were there, and they came in, and they're just beautiful souls, because they care, and they lifted me up, and they were Christians, as a matter of fact. So I, you know, just a shout out to all the teachers. I know that you guys are having a very difficult time with this upcoming school year and in these uncertain times. And I pray for you guys, and I hope that you understand that it'll come to pass, and this isn't forever. But I do want to encourage all of you also to pray for our educators, because they do need it. They're afraid. Some of them are afraid. But fear not, you know, fear not. Actually, fear not is said 365 times in the Bible, which is one fear not for every day of the year, if you think about it. So speaking of fear, this emotional backpack that, you know, we have, you know, sometimes we're born with this imaginary emotional backpack. And we already have pebbles in there because we maybe were born into poverty or born into other situations. And the way to chip away is to acknowledge that they exist and work through the trauma that is so important. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to work through that trauma. So I just want to let you know that that in and of itself is courageous. And what I mean by that is that you are going to have to make a choice to allow yourself to work through your trauma. And that may not be the easiest thing to do sometimes. But I guarantee you that choosing for your sake to work through that trauma and helping you chip away at some of these big boulders or getting rid of some of these pebbles that are in this emotional backpack, I guarantee you the load will be lighter. And in God, and in the Bible says, give it to God. Give your burdens to Him. He'll carry them. He will release you from that. If you do not allow yourself permission to work through your trauma, those boulders, those pebbles, eventually what happens when a backpack is way too heavy? I know it because I've seen my son wear an actual backpack, and then he put all these books in there, and then he was like, oh, I love, you know, loving his backpack and all these books in there and all his utensil, all the things, you know, even he even put his lunch in there. And then he put it on, and then he took a couple of steps and he fell back like a turtle. And that's really what happens to us. We could only take so much because we have limits. And God reminds us in the Bible that the beauty of this is that God only gives us as much as we can take. Believe it or not, He knows us that well. So I urge you to give yourself permission to work through your trauma, because in times like this, with uncertainties of employment, of public assistance, food. I mean, I can just go on and on. Utilities. Oh my gosh. I urge you to work through the trauma that you have so that these current events don't end up paralyzing you to the point where you're in bed and you're in the void and you're in a place where you just don't want to respond, not even to your loved ones, to your children. I judge not because I've been there before, you know. And I'm saying it from a place of experience, so I empathize. Always know that you can reach out to me. I have a Facebook page, Sandra Grace, and then my last, the three letters, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, Z as in Zulu, and you can send me a direct message. I would love to hear from you guys if you guys have anything, any questions. I'll wait for my producer to let me know if there are any calls. Until then, I still wanted to just continue the topic of suffering and pain and how I don't want you to believe that for 1 minute that you have to do this alone. Find a friend to talk to, find a therapist, find a chaplain, find someone to work these issues through. Look for good books if you're not prepared to talk about things. You know, there are several good books that are Christian-based that can help you become more aware of what's happening to you. A personal book that I found very interesting that helped me was something called, you know, there's physical abuse and then there's sexual abuse and there's emotional abuse. However, there's something called emotional neglect. And many kiddos actually would check that off on my surveys with them in clinic, that they felt they were neglected. Even though they had the best consoles, they had the best, the best of the best phones, they still felt emotionally neglected. And there's a really, really good book on that. And as a matter of fact, you can even get it for free. There's a lot of information. If you Google that, you'll find that is probably one of the biggest problems we have with kiddos feeling suicidal. Sometimes people are like, well, they had everything. Why would they feel this way? And, I don't want to minimize that there's something called emotional neglect on kiddos. So you may want to look at that if you have children. So not only that, if you may even think, you may even find that you have been emotionally neglected and have to go through some therapy and work through those issues. Okay. So let's see. I am going to, I think people had some questions here on Facebook, and I'll go ahead and answer those. So Michael Ceballos we co-host another show. He called, I guess he's no longer on the line. We've had a long weekend, we have a Facebook Live at 9 p.m. called The Cell Life Amplified. So I have a show called The Amplified Live and another show called Cell Life. And recently we have merged because there have been some atrocities on the state level as it pertains to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice and, of course, COVID-19. And we're very passionate. We are advocates. We want you know, we want to share the news. We're kind of like an authorized TDCJ news program, but you know, it's facts that we speak, and we definitely have fun doing it. So every once in a while, you'll see me on there, and the comedian comes out. My father was a great comedian, and laughter is always a good thing. Oh my gosh, it just brings up some serious chemicals in our brain that we definitely need. So, you know, summing up today, I want you to be fully aware that there are people that may need to hear this, and please share this podcast with loved ones. I also know that there are many people out there that are searching for happiness, and my very humble advice is find meaning. What gives you meaning in life? Ask God and be prepared. Be prepared for where He's going to send you. It's not always where you think it will be. But when you're there, every day when you wake up, thereafter, joy becomes part of your soul. And it jumps and it jumps and it jumps because you have found meaning. It's better to live a meaningful life than to try to find happiness, because happiness, it's a word, it's overused, it's fleeting. And sometimes people tend to negatively talk to themselves about not feeling happy, you know. And so I just urge you to have conversation with the Lord about helping you find meaning so that you can find that joy that your spirit needs. And if you have it, great. Welcome to the club. It's not always great, you know. It's not always great because you're wondering, why am I having to do this again? You know, why did God send me here or there? But then at the end of the day, you realize, oh, I get it. I get it. It's for my own good. It's a journey. So I can't say enough how important it is to remind yourselves daily that you are never alone, that there are three things in life I know for sure. I know a lot of things that are facts, but these are things, like these are the three facts that I have that are, will not ever change. One, God loves you. Two, God is real. And three, He knows what He's doing. Always. I hope that you found this podcast uplifting, and I cannot wait to see you again next Saturday. I know I'm humbled just the fact that you are able to tune in and listen. And if you have any questions, you just let me know and I'm there for you. And I have been called by God to help people on a lot of levels. And it's been a humbling experience. And I wouldn't want another life. This is it. This is my life, and I enjoy it, and I embrace it because God's in it. So, well, if there's no other calls, and I've got here, I'm blessed. So Matthew Wakey says, I am blessed. Yes, I'm so glad you are. Thank you for sharing that. So, and Sister Cynthia, yes, oh my gosh, you know, you are amazing. So I just want to let you know that you're amazing. And so, but thank you for letting me know. Thank you for your support and your supportive words. So I want to go ahead and take it away with our closing song. But prior to that, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Thank you, dear God, that you are, oh my gosh, you're just waiting for us to point our feet towards you and to lift our chin up at you so that you can radiate love onto us. And give us the peace that we so desperately need. I ask, God, that all those that are listening, that you send a beautiful blast of Holy Spirit love for those that are listening and don't believe. And are just tuning in, I ask you to open their hearts. I pray this in Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you, and I'll see you again next time on Love Is Nation, 7 p.m. every Saturday. Bye-bye.
Central Texas.